Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
So we did get that read on retail sales rising the most in 10 months, broad-based rebound. You really have to dig, though, into the details to understand, because auto was a big part and furniture among the biggest gains.
Let's talk a little bit about U.S. retail from a real estate perspective. Joining us now is Angie Solanki, National Director of U.S. Retail at Colliers, the commercial real estate brokerage services firm. How are you, Angie? Good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on the show with you.
So just give us an update right now on how things are going around the country. We like to check in with Colliers pretty much once a quarter to get the temperature of what's going on when it comes to commercial real estate and where things are. How would you characterize foot traffic and the temperature compared with pre-pandemic?
Yeah, it's a great question, Tim. So the retail sector definitely has seen a nice kickoff in 2022. And nevertheless, we're still spending, mostly due to the transfer of spend from services to products, since entertainment and leisure are still not back to normal fully. The great news that we're seeing when it comes to retail is really around the absorption. So roughly 76.5 million square feet of space has been absorbed since the end of 2021, which is the highest figure recorded since 2020.
What does that mean?
So basically what we're seeing is store openings are actually outpacing store closures. And it's great to see that because it's become quite dynamic. Retail has definitely morphed into traditional retail to non-traditional retailers expanding. So a lot of wellness, healthcare, medtail retail that we call it, expanding into a lot of the retail developments. So you're starting to see this integration, which has been fantastic.
Is it sticky that stays?
Oh. Yeah, most definitely. Look, we have all looked at, you know, convenience as being a primary factor, right? Especially right now where we have been working remotely, working from home, trying to kind of, work from home, but also, you know, have family and kids still sometimes work, staying at home and going back to school. So this convergence is really starting to create a pure factor of convenience. If I can go to a shopping center and take my pet and have my pet, you know, go to the veterinary, the new modern vets concepts we're seeing, or going to a medical, clinic at a shopping center and then go grocery shopping right after, hey, it's all about convenience and about time.
All right, so where's the dead space? Where's the space that's not coming back?
So a lot of the space, so one thing that was really fascinating, we were looking at some of the stats with ICSC, and, you know, overall occupancy has hovered around 90%. So the dead space that we're starting to see is going to be in maybe some of those markets where you had product that was already you know, C and D, B minus retail that really never came back regardless of the pandemic. Those are the spaces that are still lingering out there. But we're also seeing new concepts taking some of those spaces, i.e. as warehouse space, because there's, you know, there's a need and demand still for that last mile.
Angie, I've heard you talk a lot about healthcare services, biotech, and the idea of offering services that, you know, can't really be replicated online at this point. How much of an area of growth is that for retail space right now?
Oh, gosh. In terms of numbers, this is just a pure guesstimate. We haven't really tallied it, but I would say that when you look at an average shopping center that's roughly, let's say, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 square feet, we're looking at, you know, medtail retail or medical retail coming in and probably taking you know, 5 to 10% of that space. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty significant amount. So the larger the square footage of the shopping center, the higher that number may be. But that's, you know, we're looking at, you know, wellness, healthcare, mental wellness. Mm. There's a lot of different concepts that are coming out.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Angie, sit tight for a second. We've got to do a little bit of news, but we'll come back, get back to Angie Solonke. She's National Director of U.S. Retail at Colliers. They're publicly held real estate services and investment management firm. They've got about $51 billion in assets under management global, so they see real estate, all the different verticals, and of course, we're talking retail here.
Yeah, and that's really what I want to hit on when we come back. You know, talk a little bit about the differences between the U.S. and other parts of the world as we see the pandemic ceasing in some areas.
Good point.
All right, exciting, maybe, I should say.
Yeah, well, I know, right? Fingers crossed.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
I want to get back to our guest, Angie Solonke. She's National Director of U.S. Retail at Colliers. You know them well, publicly held real estate services and investment management firm, and she's still with us on the phone in San Francisco.
Angie, you're the National Director for U.S. Retail, but Colliers is a global operation, so I want to get an understanding of what's happening around the world right now. How would you characterize the different pace that other parts of the world are leaving this pandemic, hopefully? I mean, what is the data telling you?
Yeah, what's really interesting is if we stop and look at the different countries in terms of omnichannel. And so when we look at the omnichannel percentage change year over year, you're looking at anywhere from 3 to 5% increase in terms of countries adopting the omnichannel, which in effect really is helping the overall consumer economy, the revenues for retailers, et cetera. And what I mean by that is, For example, we're seeing fast food chains who are reporting revenue growth from digital orders making up one-third of some of the company's global sales.
Mm-hmm. But is that is that pandemic, or you think that's stuff that sticks?
I think that's going to stick because, again, it goes back to convenience. And so whether you're going back into the office and you're accustomed to ordering online for certain food goods or fast food lunches, et cetera, I think that's going to continue.
So one thing I want to ask you, Tim and I, if we walk out the door of Bloomberg headquarters, there is available space, I think at least two spots across the way. On the corner, there used to be the Container Store.
There was a Starbucks in our building.
And a Starbucks.
That's gone.
They're both gone. And the Container Store had a pretty big space. I mean, there's a lot of open spots as you walk around.
That's just our block.
And that's just our block.
Right.
So help me out regionally. You know, Tim was just asking you a global perspective, you know, question. But I do wonder, it does feel like there's some really rough spots when it comes to retail and real estate. And then, of course, there's the American Mall across the way that continues to kind of figure out its way. I mean, that's kind of a special case, but it's been a special case with a lot of, you know, years of tough times.
Sure, sure. No, I would definitely agree that in certain markets where we have, dense urban, areas, those areas definitely are, we're going to see a slower growth back to, higher occupancies, et cetera. But the positive news on that is that although we are seeing these vacancies in various sizes, we're starting to see the retailers coming back to tour these markets. So what we're seeing is that they're coming in, they're touring the markets because they're ready to start staging and identifying space to reopen. It may most likely be a different concept. It might be a larger or smaller concept. It might be, that Container Store might convert into multiple stores. But we are seeing tour activity from retailers start to peak up again. And this is from a global brand.
So I'm wondering about the permanent shift that we see on the other side of this pandemic. What fundamentally changes when it comes to commercial real estate, when it comes to occupancy, when it comes to who and what is occupying these spaces?
So I would say from a forecast perspective, there are still those outside influences, right? And that means, when we start to see, the inflation margins for retailers starting to creep back up if they're not normalizing, hopefully, by the summer of this year. But we're also starting to see, retailers take some of the capital that they've harvested. And as you probably may have seen, some of the top, tiered retailers are definitely starting to take their capital that they've harvested and put it back into either remodeling stores, making stores more efficient operationally, where they're, looking at point of sale, where it's directly done by the consumer themselves. So there's new technology, new systems that are starting to come back in and be deployed. And through that effort, we will start to see the opportunity for retailers to basically take on more retail, but maybe at a smaller footprint, or they're going to be more operationally more optimized. So they're able to start reinvesting capital in more of that omni-channel approach.
So, Angie, I'm just thinking about our audience in terms of investors thinking about the real estate space. I do think, we've all expected some real fallout, significant fallout because of the pandemic, but it does seem like there's been a reallocation and somehow, for the most part, getting through. What do you think our investment audience needs to understand about what you are seeing when it comes to U.S. retail space in particular?
Yeah, I would say that from a capital markets outlook, from an investors are actually coming back into the retail space. And we're actually seeing that, based on fourth quarter 2021 sales, and this is actual sales of shopping center, that the fourth quarter actually accounted for roughly 36% of total sales for the year. And that for the year sales total amount was $84 billion. Hmm. So we're actually, forecasting pretty strong NOI growth in the next 5 years from a retail pricing perspective, reaching somewhere in the range of 5% in 2022. It's probably going to be the largest increase in value since 2015. Of course, that's oriented in around grocery-anchored shopping centers, but we're going to continue to see that optimism come back, and that will start to come back in terms of the urban core retail market. Mm. In addition to that, we're also seeing a lift in leasing activity in retail overall.
Angie, what are the shifts that you're seeing when it comes to where people are working? We were just talking during the break about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, telling people that it's time to come back to work. In 30 seconds, what are the patterns that you're seeing in the U.S. in different cities?
I would say that in some of our kind of more lax cities where mask mandates have come down or much more relaxed, I would say those cities have actually seen a very accelerated momentum when it comes to retail leasing, and retailers are moving into those markets, i.e. Southeast and Central region. In areas where it's a little bit more, mask mandated, we definitely are seeing a very slow reaction and come back in those cities.
All right, we got to run. Angie, thank you so much. Angie Solanki over at Colliers joining us on the phone.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.